ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो So as we read yesterday, Narada Muni wanted to hear about the daily pastimes of Lord Hari because he had heard from Sadashiva that a devotee should consider himself as a servant of the gopis, just like Mahaprabhu said in this famous verse, Gopi Bhato Padakamala Yo Dasa Das Anudasa. One should be humble servant of the gopis, and he wanted now to know about the pastimes of Krishna during the particular parts of the day so that he could enter into a service relationship with Krishna and do what would be necessary at the particular part of the day. So then Lord Shiva had answered, I do not personally know these pastimes of Lord Hari, but go to Vrinda Devi, she will tell them to you. She stays near Keshi Tirtha, which is not far from this place. She is surrounded by many gopi friends. She is a maid servant of Lord Krishna. So now Narada Muni is sent for further instructions. And Sri Sanat Kumar, who recites the Sanat Kumar Samhita, then said, when the great sage Narada heard these words, he circumambulated his spiritual master, bowed before him again and again, and then went to the abode of Sri Vrinda Devi. When Vrinda Devi saw Narada Muni before her, she bowed before him again and again, and said, O best of sages, why have you come here to me? So Narada Muni comes right to the point. He says, I have come to learn from you of Lord Hari's daily activities, O beautiful goddess. If I am qualified to hear of them, please tell them to me. Now, Vrinda Devi is very qualified. She is sometimes described to be the Leela Shakti. In other words, she helps that the Leelas manifest the way they do, both as an arranger, as far as and also as someone who helps that everything which is required in the Leelas is available. The first is information. So she has a whole net, you could say, of, I heard, 250,000 trained parrots who fly all over Braj and find out what is Krishna doing, what are the particular news, and then at the right time they give the news to the right persons. But Vrinda Devi has also, all throughout the forest of Vrindavan, special, you say in India, go down. It's something like cellars, but a little bit, you know, also over the earth. And in these cool places, she keeps honey vine, bathing cloths. When Krishna wishes to enter the Yamuna for bathing, the gopis need white saris for bathing. So she has this. And many things, like often or sometimes the divine couple takes a forest picnic, and then fruits need to be cut and prepared on special fruit plates. Vrinda Devi has all this. She's informed, and informations are given by her parents, and she has what is necessary. So you can see from these three functions, she is a Leela Shakti, the arranger of pastimes, and the helper of pastimes, and so to say the information central agency in Vrindavan. That from these three functions you can see she must be totally informed about the Leelas. Therefore, she's the best person to tell what are the Leelas. So Vrinda Devi says, O Narada, you are a very great devotee of Lord Krishna. Therefore, I will tell you this. It's the greatest of all secrets, but please, do not make these words public. So when we leave this room, we should not speak to anyone about what we hear now. It's very secret. And also those who listen to the tape, it's not meant for the whole universe, what we hear now. So Vrinda Devi starts to describe the pastimes in the end of night. These are very important. Now, this is a good place to start, because the devotees start their day at this time, unless they come from Belgrade and are resting at that time. But most of the time, the devotees like to rise before Brahma Muhurta. Hare Krishna. In Berlin, they also don't rise always, because they go too late to bed. But here in India, and also in general, this is the good time of the day. So at the end of night, before everything turns bright with the sun, in the middle of beautiful Vrindavan forest, which is decorated with 50 groves. Groves are like, you know, where the trees build a special protected area. In a grove of Kalpa Vriksha trees, there is a glittering palace made out of jewels. There, on a wonderful bed, the divine couple is sleeping. They are tightly embracing each other, but they are sleeping, and they are awakened by the birds which follow my command. Vrinda Devi sends, in other words, the births to wake up Radha and Krishna with special ragas, which they say. So then the firm embrace of Radha and Krishna is broken, and the divine couple become very unhappy at the thought of their impending separation. They have no wish to rise even slightly from their bed, not even for half a centimeter they want to rise. Awakened by the happy words of many parrots and other birds, finally Shri Radha and Krishna rise from their bed. Seeing that the divine couple has happily risen from bed, the gopis enter and serve them in ways which are appropriate to the time. For instance, handing them water to freshen up their mouth, or sometimes the beautiful hair of Srimati Radharani is open and is entangled with Krishna's hair, and their ornaments also. All this needs to be disentangled. When the female parrots speak, the divine couple rise from their bed. Very anxious, they return to their homes. It is beautifully described in Padyavali when Krishna goes towards Nandagram as the sun starts slowly to climb up the horizon. He looks back to see if he can catch one last glance of Radharani, but seeing that he is already too far progressed towards Nandagram, he cannot see Radha, and sadly turns his face and attention to Nandagram. In the same way, Srimati Radharani, who's on her way to Yavat, sadly turns around if she can catch one last glance of Krishna, but she is already too far on her way to Yavat, cannot see Krishna. Very sad, with tears welling up in her eyes, she turns towards Yavat and proceeds. Beautifully explained, such deep love. So there are other details, like on some days Radha and Krishna are so reluctant to rise from bed, because they know that means separation from each other, that they just pretend to sleep and not get up at all. So then Vrinda Devi takes the super disturbing alarm clock. You know, the birds have a very nice sound. Ooh, they do their bird talk. But she sends this very old monkey whose name is Kakati. I think if we hear already the sound Kakati, we already want to close our ears. You know, imagine now Kakati will speak. It's just so disturbing. And she just talks like an old, toothless woman. She's really old, this monkey. And she says, Yatila is on her way from Yavat to come to this grove. Then Radharani knows, Krishna knows, now you have to quickly get out of this flower bed and quickly go to Nandagram, otherwise we will see angry Yatila. That's a very inauspicious beginning for the morning. So this is what is, so to say, Kakati's service is to make the ugly sound in the alarm clock. I don't know if you have, you know, the my alarm clock starts very sweetly, very softly, and then if I don't get up, it goes really like, and really is designed to totally get on one's nerves so that one just finally can't tolerate it any longer. I had such an alarm clock. Now I have a tolerable alarm clock, but previously the alarm clock was so bad that I needed psychological treatment after hearing it. It was so heavy and this Kakati, oh, you have, they, God and Krishna just have to rise. It's just too intolerable what Kakati says. Yatila will come. So, yes, these are the pastimes at the end of night. So we will just hear a little. No, then a long pastime comes that we will do tomorrow. Krishna will now sneak into Nanda Bhavan. No one sees him as he enters the sleeping room of the young prince, because everyone thinks he's sleeping. So he sneaks in just like he has snuck out. Radharani also very secretly goes into her bed and remembers happily the pastimes with Krishna throughout the night. So this is the first information we get on Radha and Krishna Leela. This is supposed to be a very old book, Sanat Kumar Samhita, and I think as we are hearing these beautiful informations, we are really surprised how detailed this describes the esoteric or most esoteric truths of the Vaishnava philosophy. Have you noticed? It's very brief and it just goes always right to the essence. I like it very much. It's one of my favorite books, and I take it wherever I go. I read it. It's so simple. You don't have to carry much. It's only 300 some. I think 320 or so verses. Yeah. Jai Jai Sita Re, Jai Jai Sita Re.